Already last year, right after you've heard something written by Bach centuries ago. So I think when we talk about contemporary music, that's too broad a term. We need to be more careful about what we have in mind before we just throw out everything, because some very wonderful expressions of worship are being penned today.
So you wouldn't say there's only one acceptable style of worship?
No. People ask me, what style of music do you like? And I say this, if it's music, I like all kinds of styles. Now, there is stuff today called music that I don't even think is music. But if you're talking about music, I like all kinds of music. And I can express my worship and my praise and my love to the Lord in all kinds of musical expressions.
Are there any styles that are not valid for worship?
I think you have to be very careful with music, musical form, that is inseparably linked to the base expressions of the culture. I just don't think you go there and bring honor to the Lord with that. You say, well, the words sanctify the music. I don't think so. The music is the power in the expression. That's why it's musical. And I think you have to be very careful using that which is associated with sex and drugs and the baser things as a vehicle to convey the lofty, sacred, holy, serious realities about God and the glory of Christ.
But you sound like you're also saying you can't really draw a hard line and say this is where it ends and this is no longer appropriate.
I think you have to draw some line short of that music in the society which is used to convey the leading edge of sin and wickedness. You could make an argument that there is opera that is base and immoral, and you'd be right. Some of the storylines.
That's right.
You could make an argument for love songs that there are suggestions and insinuations in old love songs that we're all familiar with that have sexual overtones and things like that. So are we going to throw out that kind of music also, ballad-type music, which we use a lot of in the church today? And Moody, you know, popularized all of that during his ministry. So it's a hard thing to draw that line. It's a very fine line to walk. But I think we have to stay back. Just like any other area of Christian liberty, we stay way back, I think, from the edge of what the culture sees as ideal.